Let's pray.
天父，我们实在不知道为什么这么宝贵奇妙的信心赏赐了给我们。我们为着这个信心，使我们能够看见我们肉眼看不见的，我们感谢。为着这个信心，使我们心里面得着改变，有奇妙的平安喜乐，我们感谢。为着信心，让我们行走一条我们自己都不知道、人也不了解的道路，却是蒙恩的道路。我们感谢赞美你，我们的主啊！我们今天在早上的时候，把刚刚所唱的诗歌都献在你的面前，求主保守我们一生，都按照我们所唱的来带领我们。我们仰望你，在这个时间里面，你与我们同在，借着你的话来教导我们。主啊，借着你的话来得着我们，我们仰望你，听我们的祷告，奉主的圣名，阿门。我们现在请大家看马太福音。
Please turn to Matthew's
第十八章第十九节。
Chapter 18, verse 19。
马太福音第十八章第十九节，这里说。我又告诉你们，你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
我们再读以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章十八节和第十九节。
Verse 18 and 19.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that utterance may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel.
我们都知道在教会里面最弱的一环常常就是祷告聚会。
We know that the weakest gathering in the church is the prayer meeting.
但是我们差不多人人都知道祷告的重要。
But almost all of us know the importance of prayer.
那为什么知道重要而不祷告呢？
Yet why do we not pray?
那由于我们受着我们肉体的捆绑。
Because we're tied by our flesh.
肉体是与神为仇的。
The flesh is enemy with God.
因此，每一次我们要祷告的时候，他总要有很多的理由来拦阻我们祷告。
So every time we want to pray, it'll give us a lot of excuses not to.
魔鬼也怕我们祷告。
Satan also fears that we pray.
当你要祷告的时候，他也给你制造很多的理由不要祷告。
When we want to pray, he'll give us a lot of excuses not to.
因此，在我们的属灵的领受上，属灵的能力上，我们常常缺乏。
So in our spiritual strength and understanding, we lack.
我们如果能够在神里面来观看这个问题
，If we can look at it in God,
我们会发现。许多的亏欠是因为我们不祷告而造成的。
We'll find out that a lot of bad things is started because we don't pray.
我们如果读《使徒行传》，你要把那些信徒的祷告都拿掉，你看《使徒行传》还剩下什么
？If you look at the Acts of the Apostles, if you take away all the recordings of the prayer, then what's left?
没有五旬节了。
There won't be a Pentecost.
也没有哥尼流家。那个蒙恩的经历
，There won't be the explicit experience in the family of Cornelius，
也没有向外传福音的这一个宣道活动
，There won't even be the outward ministry。
差不多，你看见使徒时代那个教会工作的推广， 最初都是由祷告而发动的。
You see that the earliest movement in the ministry was started by prayer.
常常有一些年轻的有本领的弟兄姊妹到了教会来聚会以后
A lot of able and young brothers and sisters when they come to the church
他就会跑到传道人的面前来说牧师我要侍奉
They'll come to the pastor and say Pastor I want to serve
这是很难得的年轻人
This is a very These people hard to find
通常大家只要来聚会还最好你不要找到我是最好
Normally they want to come and it'll be best if you don't go and look them up
一般人就是说不要不热心也不要太热心
Some people say don't be overzealous and don't be unzealous either
这个教会啊你可以去聚会可不要 get involved、
You can go to the service but don't get involved
这个是一般这个明哲保身的人的哲学
These are some of the people who like to keep themselves well
这一些人说要来侍奉这不是很好的事吗
These people want to come and serve. Isn't that a good thing?
但是有的时候我们到底要问为什么要侍奉
Sometimes we should ask, why do you want to serve?
那如果我们侍奉而没有祷告常常是会以流于肉体的活动
If we serve and neglect prayer, sometimes it's just a fleshy movement.
如果我们侍奉的这个动力还不是从神那里来的我们常常会遇到困难就会放下
If the power does not come from God then we can stop everything because of the difficulties
我们不过是因为我们好活动我们有一身本领要显两下而已
Because just because we like to do a lot of activity we want to show off
我们无论在哪里都不能够闲着
regardless where we are we cannot
不做事
We cannot just sit there
那到了教会里头来我们不能光听啊我要动一动啊
When we come to church I can just sit around I must do something
所以我要侍奉了
So I want to serve
这样子让我可以舒服一点我的性格就是如此
So then I can feel more comfortable That's just me
那么这个你看见这个目的并不是为着主也不是为着人是为着自己
So you see the motivation is for himself not for God or not for anybody else
有什么真正属灵的价值呢
What is the spiritual value in all this
当然我不是说这个每一个人都是如此
I'm not saying everybody's like that
当然我不是说这样的人神不能用
But I'm not saying that these kind of people God won't use either
神如果有一个人肯做事也可以用用他不过他自己不得着属灵的造就而已
God will still use those who want to be used butHe himself will not receive the spiritual blessing.
祷告是一个信心的行动。
Prayer is a manifestation of your faith.
是一个活的信心。
It is a living faith.
你看见一个人得救的开始。
You see a person who the beginning of his salvation.
主的话是说你的心里相信你口里承认就必得救。
God's word says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, then you will be saved.
如果你口里认耶稣基督为主
If you confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord,
心里信神叫他从死里复活
and in your heart you believe that God raised him from the dead,
就必得救
then you will be saved.
那为什么神是无所不知的知道我心里信呢还要口里承认呢
But isn't God all-knowing? He knows that I believe. Why should I still confess?
好像神还不知道你里面到底信不信似的
As if God still don't know whether I believed or not inside.
那要一定讲出来神说你信了我才知道
So I still have to confess it and God will say, oh, now you've confessed and I know.
那其实有很多人口里说的心里也不信呢
Actually, there's a lot of people who confess with the lips but don't believe in their hearts.
但这里是说你心里相信他从死里复活。
But first it says you must believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead.
那真的从死里复活现在是活的是死的。
So if he really rose from dead, is he living or is he dead?
当然是活的了。
Of course he's living.
活的你跟他讲话了。
If he's living, then you can talk to him.
你看这是不是神的话开始的时候既要你一个活的信心。
In the right in the beginning, you must have a living faith.
你如果他心里没有信你口里讲话你根本是没有打通的
If you haven't believed in your heart and yet you say speak it then you don't go through
那么如果你心里真信他你开始讲话你觉得很有味道了
If you really believe
很真诚
him, and you start talking to him then you feel the real earnesty in it
所以你常看见这样的人一开口祷告虽然是很简单的灵就通了神的恩典就进去了
So you see when people pray it may be simple words butThe spiritual life is through.
所以这个祷告啊是生命线。
So this prayer is actually your lifeline.
那你的信心 把那个生命带下来。
Your faith brings down this life.
你的信心把属灵的世界打开，让你能够有所看见。
Your faith opens the door to the spiritual world so you can see.
那这个祷告实在是一个非常重要的事。
This prayer is a very important thing.
那如果我们知道了灵界的力量，你就知道这世界的力量就算不得什么。
If you know the strength in your spiritual realm, then you won't even count the things in this world.
为什么保罗能够那样子坚强？因为他是一个祷告的人。
How can Paul be so strong? Because he was a man of prayer.
并不是血肉的力量。
Not because of this flesh.
主耶稣说，总要精心祷告。
Jesus Christ said you must pray with alertness
免得入了迷惑
so that you won't be mystified.
你们心里虽然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
You may be willing in your heart, but the flesh is weak.
所以这个祷告是一个胜过肉体一个起码的行动。
So the prayer is the least activity you can do to win over your flesh.
实在好多时候来，我们这个祷告还从头学起。
Yet a lot of times we have to learn right from the beginning about prayer.
好多人一祷告起来就长篇大论，文章做得很好。
Some people when they pray, they say a lot and a lot of elaborate words.
所以造成祷告会的时候，大家都是在那里说这几个人是专门祷告的人。
So it creates the situation that some people feel that other people are there just for the prayer's purpose.
因为我祷告的没有他好。
Because I don't pray as well as he does.
所以我来是陪客。
Therefore, I'm just here to accompany him.
所以慢慢陪到后来了，没有劲再陪下去。
And accompanying for a while, they lose their enthusiasm.
那最后呢，就剩那几个人来祷告了。
And finally, they say, "Well, leave the prayer all up to them."
这几个人是我们教会的祷告勇士。
These are some of the brave souls in prayer.
那别的人都是没有这个勇敢。
All the other ones just lack this courage.
那这是他们的亏损，也是教会的亏损。
That would then be their problem, also be a problem in the church.
哦，我们看见神实在是听祷告的。
Yeah, we know that God actually listens to prayer.
我们如果要参加侍奉，我们总要抽空与一些侍奉的弟兄姊妹在一起祷告。
If we join in the service, we must put away some time to pray with them.
很多不必要的意见纷争在祷告里面就解决了。
A lot of unnecessary strife can be solved in prayer.
很多的事就可以成全了。
A lot of things can be done too.
你事实上是不是夫妻两个人一起祷告啊？吵嘴也不会吵嘴。
Have you noticed that when a husband and wife gets together and pray, they quarrel less?
那么这些同工在一起祷告，岂不是更好吗？
So won't even be better if co-workers pray together?
所以我认为一个同工他必须要在祷告上先做同工起。
So first of all, a co-worker must start in prayer.
这是保罗这是这个彼得跟约翰所留给我们一个很好的榜样。
This is an example set by Peter and John.
他们两个人常常争论谁为大，但经过祷告，两个人这个问题解决了。
They always quarrel among who is the greater one, and yet after prayer, it's always solved.
那以后呢，就看见很多的事工成全了。
And then you see a lot of work being done.
啊，我自己就有很被别的人祷告蒙很大的恩典。
I myself have received great blessing because other people prayed for me.
我是在神学院里面毕业出来做工的。
I graduated from seminary and started working.
我很感谢神，我这个神学院院长啊很爱我。
I thank the Lord because the dean of the seminary loved me.
他是个美国的宣教士。
He was an American missionary.
所以他回美国以后，他知道我在上海共产党里的工作相当困难。
So when he went back to the United States, he found out that I was having trouble working among the communists in China.
所以他就把他几个爱的学生就交给一些美国的姊妹啊，要他们按时祷告。
So he asked some brothers and sisters to pray for me.
那么他就把我交给一个年老的姊妹，说请你为这个学生祷告。
He handed me over to an elderly sister to pray for me.
他没有得我的许可，给我了一个英文名字。
He gave me an English name without me even knowing it.
好使得这些美国人能够容易在祷告里面提名。
So that the American coworkers can mention my name easier in their prayer.
那么这件事情我一直不知道，到我出大陆之后我才知道。
I didn't know about this until I left China.
原来我还有一个英文名字叫做焦加乐。
Actually, I had a, I didn't know I had an English name. It was Caleb.
那这这个加乐椒，这有点加辣椒，有点。那么我实际上我自己的名字叫斯蒂凡。
Actually, my own name was Stephen.
那但是无论如何，这个姊妹她不知道这个名字。
And yet this sister didn't know my name.
那后来我在波士顿里面呢，就做教会的工作。
And when I went to Boston, do the church work.
那有一天，我们的神学一个老师啊，到我们那里讲道。
And one day, the one teacher from my seminary came to preach.
他也说：“教弟兄，我要去看看我们神学院的一个年老的董事。”
He said,Brother Jew, we have to go to see, visit an elderly co-worker.
这位是个美国的这个老姊妹。
He was an elderly sister of the United States.
常常忠心地为我们神学院祷告。
She had prayed for us faithfully.
我就带她去了，也住在 Boston.
So she was living in Boston, so I took him there.
哎呀，一进那个门呢，看见一个老太太啊，就出来了。
So when we went through the door, this elderly lady came out.
就谈话了。
So we started talking.
谈话没有多久，这个老姊妹说：“哎，请问你那个加辣椒哪里去了？”
After a while, this old sister said, "Oh, by the way, where's Caleb Chu now?"
他说：“就在这里啊。”
He said, "That's you."
他说他已经出来了。
He said, "Oh, you've come out."
我常常为他祷告，要他出来啊。
He said, "I've always prayed for him that he can come out."
哎呀，我心里面真是好受感动。
I felt very moved.
这个人从来不认识我
This person never knew me
见都没有见过
Haven't even seen me before
但是在暗中为一个远方的人这样忠心的祷告常常放在心里
But she faithfully prayed for this faraway person
你看这是一个多么蒙神喜悦的事
This is such a thing that pleases God
这里面也包含多少的爱心和信心在其中
There's so much love and faith inside this
那么你看最近我们是不是看见过去我们为大陆的弟兄姊妹祷告没有落空
So we, you see yeah, your prayer for your brothers and sisters in mainland will not be emptied either
那这半年以来我收到好多这个从大陆里头寄出来的弟兄姊妹的信
In the past half a year I've received so many letters from mainland
那这许多都是侍奉主的人
A lot of them were written by those who serve the Lord
啊多半年龄都比我大的是年长的人
Most of them are older than I am
他们按我看了身体是非常差的
The way I see it, they're very weak in their bodies
因为有很多的病
Because they have a lot of illnesses
这样过去的连日里面是物质上是这么艰难
Yet in those passing days, their material dwelling was so hard
他们的精神上的压力是这么重
And their emotional, physical, emotional, spiritual pressure was large.
更重要的，这些人不是坐监，就是劳改了好多年。
And most important of all, they were either sent to the labor camps or they were in prison for.
不过是最近才放出来的。
They were released just lately.
那是奇妙的很，他们现在六七十岁、七十几岁，身体还健康。
But amazingly, they are now in their 60s and 70s, and yet they're still healthy.
没有死掉，这实在是个神迹啊！
They haven't died. That itself is a miracle.
什么力量支持他们呢？
What is the strength that supports them?
我相信是神的力量。
That must be God's strength.
这也是许多人为他们祷告的力量。
That's also came from a lot of people praying for them.
我们要求神给我们有信心。
We must ask God to give us this faith.
用我们的信心来祷告。
To use our faith to pray.
这是教会一个蒙福的一个途径。
This is the way to blessedness of the church.
也是教会一个坚强根基的所在。
It's also a place where church can corroborate the foundations.
我们现在再讲一个聚会，就是薄饼聚会。
Let's talk about another meeting, and that is the Holy Communion.
那我们常常读的这个《哥林多前书》十一章二十三节到三十二节。
We read a lot of times Corinthians, First Corinthians, chapter 11, 23 to 32.
那么这是我们常在薄饼聚会的时候所练的。
We read this a lot of times in our communion service.
我们就读《使徒行传》，也发现薄饼聚会也是教会很重视的一个聚会。
When we read the Acts of the Apostles, we find out that communion is also a very important service.
我们晓得这天主教有七个圣礼。
We know that the Roman Catholics have seven rituals.
在教会里头只注重两个圣礼。
But in our church, we just emphasize two ceremonies.
我们认为这是不可不行的。
We feel that that is absolutely that we should do it.
第一个就是洗礼。
First of all, that's the baptism.
第二个就是所谓薄饼的这个礼。
Second one is the communion.
为什么我们特别注重这两个呢？
Why do we emphasize these two?
因为这两个都是主耶稣亲自设立的礼。
Because these two were established by Jesus Christ himself.
那么这个洗礼呢，是一个人信心的见证。
The baptism is a witness of a person's faith.
他一开始他向全世界宣告他信什么。
In the beginning, he confesses to the world what he is believing in.
他是与基督同死同埋葬同复活。
He has been crucified with Christ, buried and resurrected.
洗礼只是一次的。
This is just once, one time.
但是这个薄饼聚会也叫圣餐礼呢，却是多次的。
But the communion is performed a lot of times.
这个是一个爱的纪念。
This is a remembrance of love.
是与主耶稣那个爱的一个交流。
It is a communication with Jesus' love.
那我们晓得这对于我们的灵性来说是个很重要的一个聚会。
We know that that is a very important meeting for our spiritual life.
我们好多教会对于这个礼不是很重视。
A lot of church don't look too hardly on this ceremony.
我们看见好多时候是聚会完了以后匆匆忙忙，哎呀，圣餐礼要快点快点哈。这分一分的吃了以后心安理得赶快跑掉。
A lot of people say, oh, quick, let's do this, get it over with, and let's go.
因为讲道已经讲了大家累死了，就赶快结束阿们算数。
Because people are tired after the sermon, so let's say amen and let's go.
那完全不合乎主耶稣设立这个薄饼聚会的这一个意思。
This is not what Jesus meant when he started this communion.
那么这个薄饼聚会到底是为什么呢？
But what is this communion service for?
首先我们要把这个方向搞清楚。
First of all, we must make the directions clear.
好多人都是仍然以我为中心。
A lot of people still put I as the center.
我吃了以后呢，从前这一个礼拜或者这个月犯的罪现在赦免一下，平安回去了。
After I've taken this communion, then I'm freed of all the sins that I've committed, so I feel peaceful, I can leave.
真正的目的呢，主耶稣讲是要纪念我。
Actually, the real meaning is to remember Jesus Christ.
就是让你用这个时间去思念主。
Is to use that time to think about our Lord.
为什么主要我们思念他呢？
Why does the Lord want us to think about him?
是不是因为主说，怎么搞这么多的基督徒都没有一个想想我？
Is it true that the Lord says, well, how come there's so many Christians and nobody thinks about me?
所以特别找个时间让大家来想想我，让我得一点安慰。
So I especially want to set up a time everybody can think about me, give me some comfort.
我们人的想法。
This is just what we think.
主知道我们在地上是一个苦恼的世界。
Christ knows that we're living in a sorrowful world.
主知道我们在地上有很多时候有灰心有失望。
God knows that we'll have frustrations.In our lives.
你不但是对于自己失望，你对于人也失望。
Not only will we be let down by ourselves,
所以主在这样一个有问题、有苦恼的世界，让你到一个地方去重新得力。
So our Lord led us to leave this world and to go to a certain place to be renewed.
让你知道有一个始终不忘记你的人。
To let you know there is a person who never forgets you.
有一个来爱你爱到何等深重地步的人。
There's a person who loves you deeply.
这是一个很重要的一个原因。
This is a very important reason.
所以你看在这个地方说每一次薄饼聚会都是要纪念主。
So you see, every time they have this service, we must remember our Lord.
怎么个纪念法呢？
How do we remember him?
你纪念主的三方面。
There's three ways.
你就会知道他的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Understand that how great his love is.
我们来看第二十四节，哥林多前书十一章第二十四节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24.
足谢了就擘开说：“这是我的身体。”
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body.
那主要我们知道他曾经取了身体到地上来。
God wants us to know that he was once here in bodily form.
这一个主为你为我成人曾经成为人到地上来。
This Lord became a man because of us.
由无限进入有限。
From unlimited power becomes limited.
那个无所不在的灵现在道成了肉身来到我们中间。
His omnipresence came down and became with us.
神为我们成全这么大一个奇妙的事。
God completed such an amazing thing for us.
那这次我是从 California 到这里来，大家觉得路很远。
From California to here, people feel that it's a big distance.
神做一个更奇妙的事，就是他从无限进入有限。就是为了你，就是为了我。
God did something greater. He from becoming unlimited, he became limited.
谁能够为你成全这么大的事
？God completed such a big thing for you.
那第二，这里要纪念什么呢？为你们舍的。
Second thing we must remember is that body was for us.
他来取了身体，不但让我们认识神的本体真相。
He took in bodily form not to just let us recognize God's.Real image.
他来是取了这个身体来为我们舍上。
He also came to use this body and be sacrificed for us.
我很喜欢这个舍字。
I like this word, given.
对啊，这个舍的意思啊是甘心情愿的意思。
To give means that you give it out of your own free will.
所以主耶稣基督他钉在十字架上，不死他不知道。
So Jesus Christ.Not that he didn't know he was going to be crucified.
那以至于发生一个偶然事件，他逃不掉了。
And so something happened all of a sudden, he cannot escape.
啊，他也不是说被钉在十字架上跳不下来。
Neither did he, neither was he unable to come down from the cross.
他完全知道他也能够下来，但是他是舍的，所以他不逃避，他也不跳下来。
He knew that he can come down, yet because he was willing to give himself, he did not do that.
为什么主耶稣？被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话。
Why did Jesus not say anything when he was insulted?
如果他钉在十字架上面，他虽然担当我们的罪
，if he had been on the cross to take on our sins，
他还讲几句话，我们觉得十字架的味道就不大重了。
If he yet said something on the cross, then we feel the taste of the cross won't be that great.
我为你们舍啊，你们这些没有良心的知道啊。
他说 ，I'm dying here for you. Those of you who are poor without conscience better know this.
所以以后你们要乖乖听一点话啊。
So now, later on, you must then be good people.
哎，这个实在不像舍的样子，还是有点舍不得。
Then that doesn't seem that he is giving willingly.
甘心舍的。
To give it with willingness.
毫无怨言。
Without any grumble.
不觉得损失。
Don't feel that it's
不觉得冤枉
Doesn't feel that he's been misunderstood
甘心情愿
To give it with full willingness
为我们的罪挂在十字架上
To hang on a cross for our sins
被骂不还口 受害不说威吓的话
To be insulted and not say anything back
他在那里反而为我们祷告
He prayed for us on the cross
神啊不要把这罪归给他们
God don't put the sin on them
我们不要以为这是个容易忍受的事。
Don't think that it's something easy to take.
你看看主耶稣基督在上十字架之前那种痛苦。
You see his sorrow and his pain before he went up to the cross.
父啊，若是可能，求你把这杯撤去。
Said Father, if it be your will, take this cup away from me.
圣经里说他大声哀哭，流泪的祷告。
He was screaming and he prayed with tears.
你看见主耶稣在十字架上呼喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
You hear Jesus Christ on the cross saying, My God, my God, why has you forsaken me?
是的，从来没有一次在那里说一句使我们难堪的话。
He didn't say anything that would hit back at us.
为我们舍的。
He was given up for us.
要向我们证明他的爱比死更为坚强
to prove that his love was even stronger strongest to death
爱到死仍然爱
he loved us to death
纪念耶稣的什么呢
what were we supposed to remember
你看第二十六节
let's read verse 26
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死只等到他来
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
直等到他来。
Until he comes.
在马太福音那里说，直等到我和你们和新的那日。
In Matthew, he said, until that day when I come to you and drink the new wine.
纪念耶稣他的心仍然在我们身上。
That proves that God's heart is still in us.
他虽然在天上，他的心在我们身上。
Even though Jesus is in heaven, his heart is with us.
他告诉我们，有一天一切都更新了。
He tells us that one day all will be renewed.
我们要在那新天新地里面与他同在。
We will be with him in the new heavens and the new earth.
我们在那个地方身体也变换一新。
We will be changed.
这个世界也变换一新。
This world will also change.
我们要在那个没有罪的世界，没有痛苦的世界，没有这个眼泪的世界，与他永远同在。
We will be in a world that is free of pain and sufferings and to be with him.
他爱要成全这件事情。
His love will fulfill this.
这样一个爱我们的主要我们想念他自己。
Such a Lord who loves us so wants us to remember.
所以在伯饼聚会的时候，因着想念他，把我们的爱献给他。
So when we are in the Holy Communion, we think about him, we present our
love to him. 把我们的赞美献给他。
To present with him our praise.
把我们的感恩献给他。
To give him our thanks.
让我们在那个里头也有忏悔眼泪献给他。
So that we can have our tears and repentance to him.
这一个聚会实在是一个与主合一的聚会。
This is a service that we will be united with our Lord.
所以我盼望我们弟兄姊妹在那聚会里面呢，都有向主之间的交通。
So may we in the service have a true communion with our Lord.
要唱诗，要赞美，要祷告，要做见证。
To pray, to give thanks, and to pray and to give witness.
常常我发现好多的弟兄姊妹从薄饼聚会得到最大的力量。
I've seen a lot of brothers and sisters receive their greatest strength from the communion.
所以我们要按理吃主的饼和主的杯。
So we must eat the bread and drink of the cup regularly. 要
审查自己。
Must test ourselves.
要面对主。
To face our Lord.
以至于把里面的感觉倾倒在他的面前。
So that we can tell him all that's in us.
那么我们再讲一讲这个其他的一些聚会，稍微讲一讲就好了。
And the other meetings.
那我们譬如说有这个交通见证聚会。
For instance, we have a fellowship and a testimony meeting.
这也是很好的。
This is also very good.
那在这里每一个弟兄姊妹可以把他蒙恩的经验，最近树林的光景交通出来与弟兄姊妹分享。
And the brothers and sisters can share with each other their past experience in blessing and life.
我们总觉得一个弟兄的经验常常不光是为他自己，也是为了别人。
We feel that a lot of times a person's experience is not just for himself, but for others.
有好多时候来我们讲出自己的事啊，好多人说，哎，我也是这样。
Sometimes when we speak about ourselves, and somebody say, yeah, this happened to me too.
所以让别人得安慰。
So other people can be comforted.
你怎么样子得胜呢，也给他作为借镜。
And how you were victorious, it could be a good example.
有好多时候呢，你的问题不能解决，你交通出来，别人一祷告你就解决了。
Sometimes if you have a problem you can't solve, you let it out, other people pray for you and it's solved.
你试试看，好多时候来你因为骄傲你不讲啊，你问题永远在存在那里。
You know, a lot of times because of your pride you'd rather shut up and this problem is with you.
后来你一讲出来呢，大家一祷告你问题解决了。
And yet after you've confessed it then other people pray for you and it's solved.
但是有的时候讲出来也有危险。
Sometimes there's a danger in expressing it too.
所以在教会里面有一些人呢，这个嘴是像广播电台啊，这很多问题啊，还没有祷告，他先广播出去，这也是很大的问题。
There are some people who like to spread rumors before they even pray for you. They'll just tell other people.
所以这些事情我们需要整体的训练。
So here we must have an overall training.
那在一个交通见证聚会，常有这样的现象。
There's a lot of these things happening in fellowship.
就是冷场，没有话讲。
And it's a silence. Nobody says anything.
有时候是到了最后的，处处都站起来讲。
And then when it's coming to the end, everybody wants to stand up and talk.
通常呢，就是临时啊，有这个动议要讲。
And it's normally it's because they have the motive just out of the last minute.
他没有预先的安静，思想一下。
They haven't quieted down and thought about it beforehand.
最好的方法是什么呢？就是这个做主席的人预先安排五六个人，要他们准备，一定要讲。
The best way is to have the chairman of the meeting prepare 5 or 6 people to give their testimonies.
啊，好让这个聚会总有所内容，不至于浪费时间。
So that the meeting will at least have some content and not be a waste of time.
那常常在一个好的交通聚会，弟兄姊妹实在灵里面得着很大的激励。
Sometimes in a good meeting, a lot of brothers and sisters can receive strength.
那还有我们可以说，比如说初信的造就聚会也是很要紧的。
There's also a special meeting for the new believers.
那在他们受洗之前，啊，一定要加以训练。
Before they're baptized, they must be taught.
那不能够光是说，哎呀，我信了，就这样很轻易的给他施洗，除非是必须如此。
We can't just baptize them because they say I believe.
那在这个初信造就聚会的里面，我认为有一个问题一定要给他们解决清楚。
And in the meeting for the new believers, one problem must be solved.
就是为什么你要信耶稣？为什么你只信耶稣不信别的？
The question is, why do you believe in Christ? Why do you just believe in Christ and not anybody else?
啊，这一个问题啊，一定要跟他解释清楚。
That question must be made clear.
因为不然的话，在他觉得信耶稣跟别的宗教没有什么两样。
Otherwise, he may think that believing in Christ is just the same as believing in anything.
信仰的基础不够稳定。
His foundation won't be strong.
那么在这个问题给他清楚解释了以后，
And after you've clearly explained to him that question,
应该要他在在这个初信造就聚会里面公开的承认我是这样相信的。
And you must have him confess openly in the meeting that I am believing in this.
并且只有在那个聚会训练的末了，每一个人要认罪祷告，接受主耶稣做他个人的救主。
And at the end of the meeting, all of them should pray and confess their sins and accept Christ.
啊，这一个啊，祷告是不可少的。
That prayer is absolutely needed.
并且在受浸之罪之前或者之后呢，给他在教会的里面有一次做见证的机会。
And before or after the baptism, you must give him a chance to give the testimony.
好让他的信心的那一个基础稳定。
So that his foundation and his faith can be firm.
并且还让他可以与弟兄姊妹有一个认识的机会。
So he can get to know other brothers and sisters too.
也在聚会完了以后，大家上前给他握手表示欢迎。
And after the meeting, everybody goes up and shake their hands to show their welcome.
那这样子的弟兄姊妹，常常我们发现根基就比较稳固一点。
And brothers and sisters, gone through that, their foundation will be firmer.
啊，好多人因为刚出得救的时候不清楚，以后呢就很难造就带领。
There's a lot of people who weren't sure or clear when they first believed, so later on it's hard to lead them.
你说他得救嘛，他也不像得救的。
If you say he's saved, he doesn't look like he's saved.
你说他不得救嘛，他道理都听了很多了。
You say he's not saved, and yet he's listened to a lot of truth.
就是自己糊里糊涂，别人也没有方法帮助他。
So he is not clear himself, and nobody else can help him.
对于他，对于教会，都是一个很伤脑筋的事情。
It's a very painful problem to him and the church.
关于这个教会的增长我想今天我们就不讲。
Well, we will skip the topic on growth.
我们现在要讲这个教会与家庭。
Now, let's talk about the church and the family.
今天晚上也是这样一个题目。
Tonight will be the same topic.
我们来看这个创世纪第二章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第，也是从第一章念起。
We'll read from chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26.
创世纪第一章26节念起，神说：我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照作自己的形象造人，乃是照作他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。好，我们再念这个提摩太前书第三章14节到第15节。
Let's read the First Timothy chapter 3, verse 14-15.
提摩太前书啊，三章十四节和十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3:14-15.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。那这里我们首先看见，在创造万物的时候，神最后创造了人。
First of all, we see that after God had created everything, He created man.
我们在第一讲里讲过，神造人之后为人设立了家庭。
And the first topic we said after God created man, He established His family.
这个家的安排是一个过渡性的安排。
This family arrangement is just a transitional.
是在这个地上所有的一件事情。
It's just something that they have on earth.
当然是为了地上人生活的时候一个很大的恩典。
Of course, it is a big blessing for us who dwells on this earth.
但是最主要的目的呢，是要来象征那个极大的奥秘，就是基督和教会。
Actually, it is to illustrate a big truth, and that's the Christ and the Church.
所以在将来的世界里头呢，这个婚姻的问题就不成问题了。
So in the future world, the problem of marriage will no longer be a problem.
在路加福音二十章那里说，那时候的人也不娶也不嫁。
Luke 20 says the people at that time will not marry.
所以在哥林多前书第七章那里说这个有妻子的要像没有妻子的。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul said that those who have wife must act as if they don't.
有丈夫的好像没有丈夫的。
And those who have husband as if they don't.
因为这世界的样子要过去了。
Because this world will pass away.
所以这个婚娶的事情呢，是这个世界的样子。
Therefore, marriage is just something that is here on earth.
那么这个神造人的时候呢，因此你看见是按照他的形象造的。
So God created man after his own image.
那并不是男人是神的形象，女人不是神的形象。
And it's not that the man is in God's image and not the female.
那是按照他的形象造男造女。
It is according to his image he made man and woman.
不过在地上呢，这个按身体的结构来说，有男人有女人。
But it's only according to this bodily form that there's a distinction between male and female.
现在在基督里也不分男也不分女了。
Yet in Christ, nothing, there's no more distinguishing.
所以圣经里面每一次讲到信徒的时候，说亲爱的弟兄啊。
So every time when they talk about the saints, it's dear brothers.
那姊妹一定很不高兴，怎么不把姊妹放进去呢？
So sisters are not happy. Why not put us in there?
因为在基督里也不分男也不分女，都是神的儿子。
Because in Christ, there's no distinguishing things. We are all God's children.
那将来，所以上天堂做牧师的要证婚就实业了。
So, in the future, we go to heaven. The pastors who like to perform marriage ceremonies will be out of job.
大家也不会有少年维特的烦恼。
少年。
也不会有青春的烦恼。
Okay, there won't be this problem of youth.
那么你看见这个神设立这个家庭，既然是为着那个将来神的奥秘的一个典型，一个模型。
God set up this family as a model of the truth that is to come.
所以你看见这一个家庭的作用呢，也跟这个将来基督和教会的作用有相似的地方。
You see, the function of family is similar to the function of Christ and the church.
那在家庭里面的人都是按照神的形象造的。
So the people in the family are all made according to God's image.
那教会的目的呢，就是把人从那个失败的形象恢复成为神儿子的形象。
The function of the church is to renew the fallen image of man back to the image of God.
所以叫做长大成人，满有基督耶稣长成的身量。
That's why we say we grow up to be like Christ.
那么这个家庭一个作用呢，神赐福给他们，使他们管理空中的鸟、海里的鱼、地上生虫走兽。
So God,
家庭这个教会呢，也是在勇士里头与基督一同管理万有。
And his family and the church is also to be over everything.
那么这个家庭，神设立人设立家庭呢，最大的特质就是爱。
The biggest characteristic in the family is love.
那所以在那个教会里面所要追求的也就是爱。
And in the church, what you should pursue, therefore, is love.
你看见这是 神工作计划里头的一个阶段
see,
一个过程
This is just a process in God's overall plan
所以一个好的教会就应该是像一个家的一个教会
So a good church should be like a good family
因为这是永生神的家
Because this is God's eternal home
你看见这个教会一进去之后如果有家的味道大家都很舒服
If you go into church and you feel at home, you feel really comfortable.
那么如果跑去像一个公司虽然干净得很，你觉得不舒服。
Yet if you go into a corporation, even though it's very clean, you feel uncomfortable.
那么到底在一个教会里头应该有家的一个什么特点呢
？So what should there be in a church that is characteristic of a family?
第一个家的特点就是爱的合一。
First of all, we must be united in love.
又跟那个身体的合一是同样的事，不过你这里之中在爱里头合一。
The same thing as like a body that is united, but here we say love.
当神把夏娃带到亚当面前的时候
，See when God led Eve before Adam.
他们真是一见如故。
They fell in love.
这个，亚当不需要介绍，马上就会讲话。
So Adam, without even introducing, started talking.
说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh.
我想没有什么爱情的话比这个更深刻的了。
There's no more words of love that is deeper than this.
这个夏娃怎么不讲话呢
？How come Eve then didn't say anything?
因为夏娃欢喜的没有话讲。
Eve was so happy that she couldn't say anything.
她完全的满足了。
She was totally satisfied.
现在我融化在里面。
As I was melt into these words.
就是这个，你看这个是爱里面，就没有什么分开的可能。
You see, in the love, there's nothing separable.
所以主说，神所配合的人不能分开，二人成为一体。
So therefore, God says.The two shall become one and nobody can separate them.
这就是那个爱的一个特质。
This is a characteristic of love.
你看，两个人要是真正进入爱呢，就开始进入合一的阶段。
So if you see two persons are in love, they start act together.
在教会里面常关心一些弟兄姊妹为什么不结婚。
We are sometimes concerned why some brothers and sisters don't marry.
有天我发现一个弟兄的年纪也不小了，工作已经蛮长了，怎么还不结婚
？One time I noticed this brother who had been working for a long time and coming of age, yet he was still not married.
说你为什么不结婚呢
？Why aren't you married?
他说神还没有预备。
God hasn't prepared one for me yet.
我说这教会这么多姊妹，怎么没有预备？
I said, there are so many sisters in this church. What do you mean by God haven't prepared one for you?
说我也不知道是谁呀。
He said, I don't know who.
那么我就说，哎，某某姊妹不错呀，你觉得怎么样
？I said, such and such a sister isn't bad. What do you think?
他也没有反应。
He had no reaction.
没有反应就是好反应。
He said, no reaction is good reaction.
所以我就跑到那个姊妹那里也讲话。
So I went to the sister and said something.
我说，哎，你怎么到现在没有结婚呢？
I said, how come you haven't got married yet?
他说我在祷告等候了。
He said, I'm praying and I'm waiting.
那么我也说，哎，我说某弟兄不错呢。
And I said, such and such a brother, he's not bad either.
你觉得怎么样
？What do you think?
他嘿笑了一下。
She just giggled.
他这笑了一下，觉得就还是没有什么。不可能的事情了。
And after she giggled, I thought there's nothing impossible.
所以呢，我就把他们两个请到家里吃饭。
So I invited them over for dinner.
那么吃饭，完了以后稍微谈谈。我说我没有空啊，弟兄带他回去吧。
After dinner, I said, "Well, I'm busy. Could brother you take her home?"
那以后呢，我就不管了。
And after which, I just let them take over.
如果再管呢，就是强制结婚了。
If I put some more pressure on that point, then I become forcing them to get married.
但是我着急得不得了，到底后果如何呢
？But I was very anxious. I want to see what had happened.
So 一直在那观察。
So I was observing all the time.
这两个人呢，都是很秘密的。
These two people were very secretive.
后来呢，这个弟兄跑来跟我讲话。
So later on, this brother came to talk to me.
他说：“教弟兄啊，我想买汽车。”
Said, "Brother Chu, I want to buy a car."
说买什么车啊？我买个新车。
I said, "You want to buy a new car?"
但银行存款不大够啊。But
he doesn't have enough money.
那好不好？你给我担保。
Can you guarantee a loan for me?
说你没有钱，你买什么车？
I said, "You don't have money. Why buy a new car?"
说不过你不要怕了，买了以后我不要你付钱的。
He said, "Don't worry about it because you won't have to pay for it."
我说我不是怕，你为什么没有钱，你有车呢，还要买新车呢？
I said, "I'm not scared, but why do you have a car already? Why do you want a new car?"
我这个车不好用，买个新车了。
My car is not working very good, so I want a new one.
不会要你付钱的。
He said, "It won't require you to pay."
说不是这件事情。
I said, "That's not the point."
那你为什么说你没有钱，你又说不要我付钱，你钱哪里来？
I said, "You don't have money, and yet you don't require me to pay for it. Where do you get the money?"
你不知道，慢慢我一个 joint account。
He said, "You don't know, but I'm going to have a joint account pretty soon."
是跟谁 join 起来了？
Who are you joining with?
当然我是明明知道，故意笑笑他，就是。Actually,
I knew all about it, but I was just putting up a show.
自从那一次开始啊，我知道成了。
Actually, after that dinner, I said it's finished.
当然跟合而为一的开始了。Because
it's the beginning of unity.
这是爱的一个记号。This
is a mark of love.
今天好多结婚的人啊，结婚的时候还没有合一。A
lot of people now are married, but they're still not united.
所以预先讲好，这个银行账款个人个人的。So
they first agreed that we'll have separate accounts.
如果要将来离婚呢，多少是我的，多少是你的。
If we're gonna divorce later on, then you get that much, I get that much.
这样的婚姻不晓得有什么意思。
There's not much meaning in this kind of marriage.
何必找这个人呢？什么人都是一样嘛。
Why find this special person? Won't anybody else do?
我们看见这个爱，就是家庭一个最重要的基础。
So we see love is the greatest foundation in a family.
那么这个家庭里头有爱。 还有什么象征呢？
And what are some of the other characteristics in a loving family?
可以叫做自由。
The second one is to be free.
我们看见亚当跟夏娃刚开始结合的时候非常自由的。
We see that when Adam and Eve were first together, they were very free.
没有任何的恐惧。
They didn't have any fear.
二人赤身露体，并不以为耻。
The two were naked, but they were not embarrassed.
有什么都可以向对方暴露。
They can reveal anything to each other.
没有什么可以隐藏的、见不得人的事。
There weren't anything that they want to conceal.
什么时候有了不能告人的事，一定是有罪在其中的。
Whenever you have something you must conceal, then there must be
some sin. 那么这个夫妻之间就好在哪里？他虽然有缺点，可以向对方暴露。
What is good in between husband and wife is whatever the shortcomings they have.
不怕对方讥笑，不怕对方哎。 这个离弃他。
They're not afraid that the other party will go or laugh at them.
那所以一个人回到家里面有最大的享受就是在这里。
So when a person goes back to his home, that's his biggest enjoyment.
这样的享受是在世界上找不到的。
This is kind of enjoyment that you can't find in the world.
我们虽然在世界上在这里做工啊，好像都很不错。
You may be doing well in your work.
你看大家都是 hey, hello, hey, hey, 都是很好。
The working atmosphere is pretty good. People say hi, hello.
心里紧张的要命。
Yet inside them, they're very scared.
里面有斗争呢，不晓得什么时候给人炒鱿鱼。
There's all kinds of fear. You don't know when you're going to be laid off.
所以的互相同事之间那种嫉妒纷争呢。
So among coworkers in your work, there's a lot of envy and jealousy and strife.
我上次回菲律宾一个姊妹来看我。I
went back to the Philippines one time, and a sister came to visit me.
她说：“教牧师啊，我现在不教书，银行里做工了。”He
said, "I'm not teaching anymore. I'm working in a bank."
我说：“那不是很好吗？这是铁饭碗了。”
I said, "Isn't it good? That's a kind of an iron secure job."
她说：“好紧张啊。” He
said, "I'm very nervous."
哈，有一天我怕死了。
He said, "I'm afraid. One day I was scared to death."
我在上班的时候啊，
when I went to work,
那个总经理来了，
the manager came.
他一下坐在我旁边了，
he sat beside me.
哎，一坐下来，我的心就跳起来了。
When he sat down, my heart started beating fast.
不晓得我发生什么错误了。
I don't know what mistake I made.
那结果他说你好吗？
And he said, "Are you okay?"
嗯，很好。
And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine."
啊，好好做，好好做。
And he said, "Yeah, do your job well."
哦，他一走啊，我的心就。 松下来了。
And right after he left, I felt relaxed.
这明明不值得紧张啊，紧张一大泡。
There was something that not worth getting nervous over.
我们回家会不会这样？
Do you feel like that at home?
哦，回到家里面一坐下来，太太喝死了，心跳。
When you go home, would your wife be scared and heart starting beating?
你反而不坐在她旁边的气死了。
If you don't sit beside him, she's going to get mad.
再一回去，鞋一脱，什么一弄，哎呀，真是自由畅快不得了。
When you go home, you take off your socks, take off everything.
啊，这是任何世界上找不到的地方。
This place that you can't find anywhere else.
那么我们看见，因为这个家里头有爱
，see because of love in the family.
所以我们可以得着保障，可以得着护庇。
So we can have protection and security.
啊，不但是在身体上得着保障
，not only bodily protection.
主要就是我们从世界从人那里得着的冤屈，有一个人可以来护卫我们。
Same thing that after we receive pressure from the world, we can release it on somebody.
这是一个家庭开始的时候所有的一个特点。
This is a special characteristic of a family.
那我上次没有说我问那刚要结婚的三个问题。
Before in my sermon, I withheld what I was going to speak on the three questions that we're going to ask before marriage.
我想大家都很想知道。
I think a lot of you are anxious to know.
那第二个问题是什么呢？
What was the second question?
既然是神的旨意。
Since first one, it's God's will.
是最好的。
It's best for you.
要从心里面感恩。
And you praise him, thank him from your heart.
要宝贝对方。
And you treasure each other.
那第二个你就要祷告。
Second is that you must pray.
全世界神看这个人是一生最能帮助我的。
And in this whole world, this is the only person that can help me the most.
主啊，我要开始与他同住了。
And the Lord, I'm going to live with that person.
求你给我向你立一个志向。
Please let me set up my will before you.
一辈子诚心接受他的帮助。
So I can earnestly receive his or her help.
要好好有这么个志向。
You must have this will.
第三点。
Third point.
这一个人，神你知道，只有我最能帮助他。
And this person, God, you know that I'm the only one that can help him.
求主给我有智慧，知道怎么样一生来帮助他。
May the Lord give me this strength and wisdom to know how to help that person.
所以在结婚的时候呢，这是在神面前所要立的一个约。
So that must be a covenant before you get married before God.
一生不要忘记。
You must not forget about it your whole life.
所以我们今天这里还没有结婚的，你要在这方面思想。
So those of you who are single, you must think about that.
你说已经结婚的，你不要忘记。
And say yet. Those who are married, don't forget it.
所以常常要来重复一遍。
So you must repeat it a lot of times.
要向你的太太、丈夫说，你是全世界最好的。
You must speak to your wife or your husband, saying you are the best in the world.
啊，不是油嘴滑舌的说啊。
Don't say it just for saying.
要从心里头讲。
But say it from your heart.
要的确这是神所安排的嘛。
This is God's arrangement.
那么你想想看，过去这么多年，我有没有接受他的帮助？
And think about all these years, did I accept that person's help?
是不是真心帮助了他？
Or did I really help her?
哦，我们总以为结婚礼啊，那些礼啊是没有道理的。
Sometimes we think that after marriage, everything becomes nonsense.
哦，这个 ceremony 是有没有意思的？我认为是很有意思。
That some say the ceremony is useless, meaningless, but I think it's meaningful.
所以常常我就是在这一方面，我要他们认真行事。
So a lot of times I want them to do it really.
当要他们讲誓词的时候，啊，叫 vow.
Oh yeah, when they're gonna make their vows.
啊，那么我常发现这些人就是有一点昏头胀脑。
I always notice that they're losing their senses when they're doing it.
讲起来像文子教一样。
文子教
啊，先生，闷久。
哦，when they're saying it, they're saying it so lightly, it's like a mosquito.
啊，我跟他说，我某人今天愿意娶你某人为妻。
They say so and so want to take you so and so as wife.
啊，我讲一句，你跟我讲一句。
I say this, you repeat after me.
他讲起来声音很小。
When he says it, or that person says it very soft.
我说你要讲大声一点。
I said you must speak louder.
啊，从心里讲。
Speak it with your heart.
大家都听见。
So everybody can hear it.
啊，好的。
Said okay.
啊，我某人今天愿意娶你为妻。
So so and so wants to take you as wife.
是为什么对我讲？非他讲吗？
Why are you speaking it to me? Speak it to her.
他常常都是跟我讲，这没有意思的。
You lose the meaning if you speak to the pastor.
哦，所以说你要好好的跟他讲。
You must say it to the other person.
哦，不要忘记今天讲是讲在神的面前，也讲在牧师的面前。
Don't forget that you speak in front of God, in front of the pastor.
啊，一辈子要记得。
And you must remember it the whole life.
就是好多时候开始的时候讲心不言不由衷啊，所以以后乱来。
There's a lot of times you don't speak it from your heart, so later on you act differently.
发现菲律宾有一些老太太啊，真是。跟那个老先生感情非常不好。
So you see, sometimes in the Philippines, there's an elderly lady who's at bad terms with her husband.
那也在美国也是更多了。
And in the United States,
所以常常这个婚姻遇到困难了，都是在四十岁以后到五十几岁这个期间呢，就爆发出来。
A lot of times during the age of between the 40 and the 50s, it's where problems come up.
啊，那个时候儿女都长大了。
That time all the children have grown
up. 事业成全了。
Their careers established.
看对方也看厌掉了。
And you look at your partner, you're sick and tired.
那么在那个时候，后面的路其实是更困难的。
And the road later on is going to be even harder.
因为更孤单了嘛。
Because it's going to be even more lonely.
身体是走下坡路了嘛。
And your health is declining.
所以这个时候正是一个互相要遮蔽扶持啊，正是老公公老婆婆很相爱的时候。
It's at this time when the old couple must support each other.
可是这个时候怎么样呢？这个时候这反而互相的没有爱心。
Yet at that time you just do the opposite.
所以真像这个主耶稣在婚姻的宴席里头的那种光景一样。
It's just like the situation when Jesus was at the wedding feast.
先摆上好酒。
First you give them the good wine.
后摆上次酒。
And then later on you give them
inferior wine. 最后变成白水。
And finally it's just water.
所以这个最初结婚是 honeymoon。
So when you first married, it's a honeymoon.
以后就变成 water moon.
Later on becomes water moon.
一点没有味道了。
It becomes tasteless.
感谢神有基督在里面。
But thank God because there's Christ in it.
能够用水变成酒。
You can change water into
wine. 让这一个平淡无味的家庭变成一个甜蜜的家庭。
You can change a family that has lost its taste to a family that is full of taste.
主要我们爱他，不是要剥夺我们。
Because God wants us to love him, not to...
不是要取掉我们
not to take us away,
乃是要加添我们
to add something to us.
所以一个人不爱主他以为是他自己得益其实是他的损失极大的损失
so a person does not love God he thinks he's gained something actually it's his loss
那么这个家到底有什么、这个味道呢
Now, what kind of taste should a home have
就是我们安息的所在
that is a place of rest
每一个人身心都是家里都是安息
Everybody should be restful in their home
一个人没有一个安息之所是很苦
A person who does not have a place of rest is in great sorrow
那么你看见在整个的这个世界我们知道我们都是没有家的
Yeah, we look at the whole world we know it's homeless
啊，我们将来有一个永远的家
We know there will be an eternal home
这所有这一些你看都是让我们认识那个教会最终的这个实质是什么
All this is to let us know what is the ultimate meaning of a church
所以这个家庭教会那勇士里面的这个基督与教会是有一样的性质
So the church and the family have the same message in eternity
我们看见以弗所书最初是讲到我们在天上所蒙的祝福
We see the beginning of Ephesians talks about our blessings in heaven.
以后就讲到基督你的教会。
And then talks about the church that is in Christ.
但是呢，就讲到后来我们在人间的生活。
And then talks about our human life on this world.
特别讲到家庭生活。
Especially the family life.
好让我们在这世界的经过里面学习了，让我们能够使教会得着一个实在的生命
so that we can learn in this process and in this church we can have the real life
啊，这是我们这个灵性长进所不可少的一个阶段
this is something that we cannot lack in our spiritual growth
我们低头祷告
let's pray
我们一主我们感谢你赞美你你叫万事实在互相效力叫爱你的人得益处求主祝福我们这里的每一个弟兄姊妹让我们都在你面前 学习生命的长进，爱心的功课，按照你的旨意，按照你的计划，在地上做人。主啊，祝福我们弟兄姊妹每一个人的婚姻，每一个人的家庭，每一个人的教会，听我们的祷告，奉主的圣名，阿门。